Last night, during our marathon lovemaking, you demonstrated such tenderness.
Svetlana commented at breakfast the following morning.
Well, it came from deep within, and it's all your doing. You unleashed it.
He watched with admiration as Svetlana cleared the table, washed the dishes, and carefully returned them to their places of origin. When finished, she meticulously wiped each finger on a dish towel, put her hands upon her hips, and frowned.
So, where do we begin?
The library at the New Jersey College of Medicine.
Okay, I am ready. Let's get started.
Condor had long since established a relationship with the medical college, paving the way for their employees' use of the library. Waylon flashed his corporate ID and nodded to the librarian as they passed the front desk on the way to the stacks.
I've compiled a list of texts and journals that address various lethal poisons. Here, take this piece of paper. See if you can find these.
What exactly are we looking for?
A quick-acting, tasteless poison that can evade the standard laboratory tests. Probably something exotic.
Ah, yes. Well, perhaps we should be exploring old KGB documents. I'm sure we could find many examples of exotic poisons, no?
Hold that thought. We might need it.
They departed and met 40 minutes later in a private glass-enclosed reading room where they deposited the fruits of their labor. A pile of books and periodicals now sat before each one of them on the round, modern table. After 5 hours of nonstop page-turning, Waylon gasped and excitedly slapped his thigh.
Hey, bring your chair closer. I think I may have found something.
I, too, have found something.
She declared while holding up a squashed package of condoms that had been left behind by a prior reader as a bookmark.
I remember those days. We thought about it a lot, but rarely had time.
So, what have you discovered?